I really recognize that when I'm not doing breaks, my performance really declines and I start over. Like, it's more likely at the end of the stream that I lose games than at the start of the stream where I'm completely mentally refreshed. Hello everyone and welcome to a new episode of the Adapt Your Life podcast. I'm your host Lucas and I'm very excited to record this new episode, and it's like always on a topic which is, I think, pretty underestimated and can have such a big effect on your gaming performance or your performance overall if you're doing like tasks that need your full mental attention and awareness. So today I'll be talking about breaks, about mental benefits of breaks, about physical benefits of breaks. Then I'll tell you some techniques how to take effective breaks. And last but not least, I will talk on balancing breaks and gaming goals. So to start, like, I think the first thing I should mention is that often we think we are taking breaks and we actually don't take breaks. Like, I can highly relate to that if you're doing that too, and I know many people do that, is when taking a break, they instantly have their smartphone in their hand and like checking social media or the news or like maybe even playing a little game, which can be like beneficial to like have another object of focus and to forget about what you're doing, if you work or if you play a game, and to have like just going your mind to another object. And it also can be mental stress. So if we look on social media, there are so many things, posts, people that are completely in shape or only post like the good sides of life, and we ourselves think I should be like that, or that is like the normal, which it isn't. So every person has ups and downs, and the things you see on social media really can have a stressing effect if you don't, or if you are not aware of the thing that there's so much filters and so on and so on. So that's kind of a risk. So which I really recommend is to do something in your break which is either beneficial for completely relaxing your mind or doing something good for your body, and I will dive deeper in that later. So the mental benefits of breaks are immense. There was a study in 2011 from Arriga and Lleras. It's a study that found that brief mental breaks can really help maintain focus and prevent cognitive decline during prolonged tasks. So what they did, They had one part of the participants who took short breaks during 40-minute vigilance task, and another group of persons which didn't. And those who did the breaks, they were able to maintain high level of performance, while those who did not take breaks experienced performance decline. So for me, that's really interesting that it's not only a thing which you can think about, which makes sense, but also actually there is a study which kind of proves that there is a difference. And yeah, I think when we game, I recognize that a lot when I stream, and I definitely should grab myself by the nose here and hear on my own advice. So often I think when I'm streaming, yeah, okay, you need to stream the whole 3 hours without breaks if possible, so nobody switches to another stream or something. But I really recognize that when I'm not doing breaks, my performance really declines, and I start, or like, it's more likely at the end of the stream that I lose games than at the start of the stream where I'm completely mentally refreshed. So maybe take that in account if you're doing longer gaming sessions. And second, yeah, the physical benefits of breaks, I think they are pretty obvious. So they can really help to prevent repetitive stress and injuries, and also eye strain if you're looking at a screen. And especially if you do your work or your gaming sedentary, it's so important. I can't mention that often enough. I think I mentioned it in episodes before. Definitely try to really get up every, let's say, every 20 to 30 minutes and have like a stretch or something, just to make sure you don't get like your back chain, like the hamstrings and the lower back, and yeah, the whole thing is connected to each other. And that's why so many people who are seating a lot have that back pain, or like the whole thing is connected. So it can also lead to stiff neck, and that can lead to headache, for example. So I had a lot of headache when I studied, because I was seating a lot, and yeah, headache is not a fun thing to have. It's kind of your day is more or less lost because you have to, for me, it's really lying in bed, sleep, then it disappears, probably because it's relaxing, and the whole muscles and so go back to where they should be, or the state of muscles should be. Yeah, so there was another study, and that's mostly important if you're doing creative tasks, which can also be very useful in gaming to have new ideas and approaches. So the article is from 2014, and it discusses a study that found that walking can boost creative thinking. And the participants who walked during the experiment generated more creative ideas compared to those who were sitting. Yeah, so that fits pretty well to the thing with the sitting, standing. Here walking is added, which I explained before. So the study suggests that taking walking breaks can be beneficial for creativity, but also for problem solving and cognitive performance in general, which we definitely need when we're playing video games. Are you struggling with poor sleep, low energy levels, and difficulty managing your time for work, gaming, and social life? I understand how frustrating it can be to feel held back by these challenges. That's why I'm inviting you to schedule your free discovery call with me. During this call, we'll discuss your specific needs, explore the areas where you're facing difficulties, and identify potential solutions to help you overcome these challenges. My expertise as a certified nutritionist, educator, and gamer performance coach allows me to provide tailored advice and support to help you improve your sleep quality, boost your energy levels, and find a balance between gaming, work, and personal life. This discovery call is a no-obligation opportunity for us to get to know each other and evaluate how I can assist you in reaching your gaming performance and personal growth goals. Remember, this call is entirely free and there's no pressure at all to commit to anything beyond our conversation. To schedule your free discovery call, please visit calendly.com/lukasstockmeister/discovery-call. Again, that's calendly.com/lukasstockmeister/discovery-call. You can also find the link in the show notes. So don't miss out on this chance to start transforming your gaming experience and overall well-being. I look forward to speaking with you soon. And now we continue with the episode. Enjoy. Yeah. So how to take effective breaks? So often I think it's just like when we are like sucked into a game, into the fantasy of the game, and we're really into it. It's can be really hard to decide, okay, now I take a break. So the more it is important that you really set kind of like, for example, a timer. I also mentioned in the other episodes a technique which I can really recommend is a Pomodoro technique, which means, so the basic concept is, I think it's 20 minutes work and 5 minutes rest, but you can fit that to your preferences. So you can also say, I will like work or play 40 minutes and then have a break for 7 minutes. So maybe just experiment what suits best for you. And then second important thing, which I really, which I already mentioned at the start, but I will mention it again, not to do something in your breaks which really can have a stressful impact on you. No social media, or maybe not every break social media, which would be maybe a good compromise. And yeah, not playing other games. if you're taking a break from a game and play another game, I think that's not the intention in taking the break. So what you can do is like having a stretch, having a short walk, and maybe hydrate, or even have a healthy snack. And then, yeah, often it's really difficult for us to just like do nothing, like having no music, having nothing around you, just like look out of the window for 3 to 4 minutes, and if you want, you can connect it with some mindfulness practice, like watching what your thoughts are doing, watching what your emotions look like, and yeah, try to accept them as they are and not judging them or judging yourself for having them. It's a pretty useful task, and it really helps to get some distance from your thoughts and from your emotions. One sentence, which is really one of my like basic things which I repeatedly say to myself, and I think can really also be for you so important to take in account, is I am not my thoughts and I am not my feelings or my emotions. Maybe meditate on that. it's really powerful, that sentence, I think. So then today is citation, like quoting studies day. Third study which I looked up is rest is not idleness, implications of the brain's default mode for human development and education, which was released 2012. And this study highlights the importance of mental downtime and rest for the brain's development and learning. And the authors argue that allowing the brain to enter a default mode during rest periods can lead to better memory consolidation, emotional processing, and self-reflection, all of which are essential for overall well-being and cognitive performance. So, yeah, this study really underlines the things I mentioned before pretty well, I think. So, next question, it's almost the last thing which I want to pack into this episode, is how to balance breaks and gaming goals. So, at the start, I think it can be quite a struggle. Like, maybe you're someone who hasn't that much time, you have a lot of things to do in your life if you're having gaming as a hobby, and maybe you have to earn some money or you're studying, and yeah, then it's often, I think, a struggle to think, yeah, okay, now I have time for gaming, I did all the other stuff, but if I'm taking breaks during my gaming sessions, I will have less time for gaming. But let me maybe put that into another perspective, because every time when I like enjoy doing something, it only gets better the longer I wait until I do that. So maybe if you're taking breaks during your gaming session, so if it's 1.5 hour, maybe you take in between two breaks from about 5 to 10 minutes. So I think it can help to improve the joy you feel when playing. So having a game, you completely into it, and yeah, and then you take a 5 minute break, and I think then there's something that builds up, which is very like let me explain it like this. So before you started your gaming session, you really had that feeling that, yeah, cool, I look forward to do this. And then you start playing and yeah, you feel the joy. So, but that kind of declines during your gaming sessions. And if you do those breaks, it's a life hack. the joy really gets up again. And then you can have maybe almost the same feeling as if you started a new session. I hope that makes sense. So, I've got one last study for you, and that's a study from 2018, which is called The Power of the Micro Break. And it's that the article which was released discusses the study and found that micro breaks like brief informal breaks taken during the workday can have significant benefits for productivity, for your well-being, and even job satisfaction. And the researchers suggest that taking regular micro breaks throughout the day can help maintain energy levels, reduce stress, and prevent burnout. Yeah. So I hope I could like give you some taste, and maybe you have yeah, you may want to try out taking more breaks, and I'd really love if you yeah, give me some feedback how it works for you, and probably you can also let me know if you have some difficulties or maybe there are some other effects which you recognized when you take breaks more often during your day and during your gaming sessions. So I'm really thankful that you took your time to listen to this episode. If you like, leave me like some stars on Spotify or maybe even a recension on iTunes if you want. That really would help the podcast to grow and to get that information out there. I think there's so many gamers which could really benefit from that, and yeah, it would be really great if you can, yeah, tell others about the podcast, and I'll say see you next time. I hope you have a great day, and yeah, make the best out of it. Bye bye, and game on.